Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. So, when I was in college, I had the awesome opportunity of living with this community of men with an organization called St. Paul's Outreach. And when I joined them, when I started living with them, when I started living the same way of life they did, I was sort of an aimless college student with not much direction or purpose in my life other than to take tests and to do what I wanted to do. But when I joined them, when I started to live a common way of life and understand that my life wasn't my own, I found that there was purpose there. And that purpose is what the Lord has put in my life to drive me to do the things I have done over the past 5 years. Today, this is what our readings are about, all about purpose, all about a call on our lives, all about our destiny. And so today, I want to share a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah from chapter 49. Hear me, O coastlands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had vained in toil, though I thought I had toiled in vain, and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him, and I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord. For my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach the ends of the earth. This is an awesome, awesome reading. It has some really profound and pointed imagery, no pun intended, with the sword and the arrow there. But what the Lord is speaking through the prophet Isaiah is that he has a purpose for our life. We can see from the middle section there, though, that the purpose that the Lord intends is not always the purpose that we intend. Because the prophet Isaiah says that he had thought that he had toiled in vain, that he thought that his strength was spent uselessly. But the Lord explains to him that his recompense, his reward is with the Lord. That our ways are not God's ways. That what we think we're called to is not always what God says we're called to. That our purpose doesn't always look like big, amazing, fantastic, showy things. Our purpose in life is doing what we're called to do when God calls us to do it. So maybe for you, that looks like doing the dishes before your spouse gets to them. Maybe that looks like writing a note to a coworker or a friend who you know needs help. The reality is that whatever we're called to do, no matter how big or small, if it is what God has asked us to do, he makes a promise here. He makes a promise through the prophet Isaiah, and he says that he will make Isaiah a light to the nations. The Lord wants to make us a light to the nations. He says that he desires for his salvation to reach the ends of the earth. Brothers and sisters, through us, the Lord must use the light he has put in us to bring the nations back to him. And that purpose, leading those nations back to him, it needs to begin with our smallest things in life. When we learn how to love the Lord and those around us in all of the small things of life, that is when we begin to see the purpose of our life fully realized. For God has a purpose for your life, and he's a purpose for my life. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of if we're going to choose to respond to it. So brothers and sisters, I implore you, I call you on today to respond to the call the Lord has in your life, to do all the small things right, so when he calls you to big things, you'll be ready. This has been a scripture reflection on Isaiah 49, verses 1 through 6. Again, my name is AJ D'Angelo, and to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless, and have a great morning.